This is the Elite Development Podcast, a show with the aim of helping athletes evolve in every element of their careers through real-world advice and experience. I'm your host, Kenny Dussault. I'm a strength and conditioning coach in Calgary, Alberta, with a singular focus on building better athletes. And now, let's get to the episode. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast, the number one show for athletes looking to gain edge on their opponents and build their dream careers in sport. I'm your host, Kenny Dussault, and today we're going to be talking about a very important reframe for so many athletes out there, and that is what to do when you feel like you're not doing enough. Now, the reason I wanted to bring this one to you guys is because this is something I hear from a lot of athletes I work with that, you know, week to week in their training, they feel like they're not training enough. They feel like they're not making enough progress. They're not doing enough within their week. Other people are doing more than them, whatever it might be. And listen, I get it. I understand where that feeling comes from because as a business owner, I feel the same way. I feel like I always need to be doing more. I feel like if I worked 14 hours in a day, I should have worked 16. If I worked 16, I should have worked 18. And I should basically just never sleep and always work. And that's going to be the only way that I'm going to succeed. And to an extent, you're correct. But we're going to break down why that is the wrong attitude to take towards your athletic career. Because what I see a lot of athletes do is they have this feeling that they're not doing enough. So that leads them to, you know, doing these extra work, doing these extra sessions, doing all this extra work, and in turn, overworking themselves, burning themselves out, and then struggling through the rest of their training week and not getting as much out of it physically or mentally. So they're spending more hours, but they're not getting as good of a result. And this was a hard lesson that I had to learn as a business owner too. In the early days of running my business, I literally would wake up first thing in the morning and work all day until I went to sleep. If I did anything other than work, I felt like it was a waste of a day. I felt like I should have been doing more. I felt guilty for ever taking any kind of time off. And so I just grinded. And what I started to realize is that half of my work day was basically me sitting in front of my computer going, because I had no fucking brain cells to put towards working. And this is what I see with so many of these athletes that have that no days off mindset and feel like, you know, all they can ever do is train. They end up doing the same thing. They're training for the sake of training with no purpose. And in turn, they're not actually improving. And so let me know if you resonate with that at all. If you feel like you hit some training sessions where like you're leaving and you're like, yeah, I worked really hard, but I can't really point to what I improved. You know, because if you go and you hit pads for an hour and then you leave that pad session and then you're going, did I actually get better at anything? And you can't really tell, that's a problem. Whereas if you go for 30 minutes and you work on one specific combination and you really nail down that combination and it feels way sharper and way smoother and you can really see like, you know, this is where I was struggling coming into the session and I improved this, this, and this coming out of the session. That half hour session was worth more than that hour or 2 hour session where you don't know what you improved. Because the end goal of training, and I want you to really pay attention to this, the end goal of training is to see success in the sport. And you don't see success just by being in the gym for more hours if you're not making good use of those hours. You see success by training with intention. You see success by training with purpose. This is the same thing as one thing I see as a strength coach all the time is athletes will tell me, yeah, I do strength and conditioning. Every week I do a circuit where we do 20 exercises and we do a minute of work followed by 15 seconds of rest. And we do that for 2 hours and it's brutal and it's tough and I'm so sore when it's over. And I always say, okay, what are you working on in that circuit? And they go, the conditioning, because it's really hard. And I'm like, okay, it's a 2 hour long circuit. When was the last time you fought for 2 hours? Oh, never? Cool. Okay, and in that circuit, you're doing a bunch of weight exercises and a bunch of jumps and a bunch of, you know, sprints and whatever else. So how explosive are you in those jumps? Well, you know, it's a really hard circuit, so maybe not that explosive. Okay, how much weight are you lifting with those lifts? Well, you know, like we're going for a long time, so like the weights are really light. okay, how fast are you going in those sprints? Well, I'm going as fast as I can, but like I'm pretty tired, so it's like it's probably not that fast. Okay, so let me get this straight. You're working for 2 hours, which is way beyond anything you're ever going to do in a competition, and you're not jumping that explosively, you're not sprinting that fast, you're not lifting that much, so you're not really getting stronger, you're not really getting faster, you're not really getting more explosive. What are we doing here? What, like, how is that helping you? And the short answer, in case you're wondering, guys, is it's not. And people are probably going to be sitting here thinking, but it's really hard, so it's going to be good conditioning, and the good conditioning is going to translate over to the... On a very small margin, yes. But the goal of training is success in the sport. That same circuit that's getting you very minimal results coming back to the sport is also burning your fucking legs out. So when you try to go train the next day, you've got no legs under you. When you try to go train the next day, your shoulders are killing you, so you can't really throw any punches or do any actual good work the next day. So every week, you're burning your body out once a week, not really getting a good result back into the sport, and then it's taking away from the rest of your week of training. So I'll ask you again, how is that circuit helping you? It's not. So how do we change that? How do we change that to make that more effective? Because this is the kind of thing I see a lot of athletes do when they feel like they're not doing enough. They add this kind of work in just so that they're burned, their legs are dead, everything hurts. Now they can feel like they've trained hard enough. So how I want you to change that perspective of not having done enough is that the hard work is not just about the sweat. The hard work is not just about the sore muscles. The hard work is in every single area. So yes, you need to push yourself hard. I want to make sure I preface that again, because I always have people telling me that whenever I preach anything but fucking grind 7 days a week, I always have people telling me that I need to stop telling people not to work hard. So I want to preface it by saying that you do need to work hard. Training hard is going to be a crucial part of succeeding in sport. It's been said. But you also need to recover hard. You also need to eat really well. You also need to sleep. You also need to do so many other things at a high level if you want to get the best possible result coming back to the sport. Because let's say athlete A just grinds 7 days a week. They're at 100%, beating their body down. Everything's sore. Everything hurts. They're just going to push through it, push through it, push through it. And then at the end of that 8 weeks of camp, what happens? They're burnt out, they're sore, they're tired. They trained every day, but they didn't get that much out of every session because their body's working at like 40, 50%. And then at the end of 8 weeks of working at 40 to 50%, but grinding your ass off because you're so fucking tough, you say, okay, now go fight. And let's say the other person trained 5 days a week, trained very hard in that time, but took recovery days when they needed it, recovered 1 to 2 days per week, spent that same energy that athlete A is spending on grinding their fucking face off, on prepping better meals, on recovery days to actually get better mobility going through their body, on a mix between proper strength and conditioning that isn't just burning their body out every day and higher quality skills training because their body's functioning at a higher level. Now you put those two athletes up against each other, who do you think wins? The one who's coming into that fight with a high skill level, well-recovered, body feeling good, or the one who's coming into that fight also with a high skill level, but body burnt out, feeling like shit because they've been grinding so hard and everything hurts every day, mentally fatigued, physically fatigued, who's winning that fight? It's going to be the one who's well-recovered, the one who's feeling good, the one who's functioning at 100%. It just will be. Like, and for those of you out there that think you need to grind 7 days a week and no days off is the fucking cool way to train, sorry, but you're wrong. Your body needs to recover if you want to see success long term. It just does. So if you're worried about not doing enough, if you're worried that other people are training harder than you or doing more than you, I need you to understand this. I need you to understand that hard work alone is not the only answer. That doing more in the gym does not mean you're doing better work. More is not better. You know what's better? better work equals better results. Higher quality training, even if it's less volume, is going to yield better results than the person who just does more volume for the sake of doing more volume. You do not become an expert by doing 10,000 hours of the wrong shit. You become an expert by doing 10,000 hours of quality training. So, more is not better, better is better. And when it comes to hard work, spend that hard work in every area that encompasses being an athlete. Spend some of that time working on your mindset. Spend more of that time working on your recovery, not just plopping yourself on the couch, but doing an actual proper active recovery session, good mobility work, all of those things that are going to help you physically and mentally improve coming into competition while the other person's just grinding their fucking face off in the gym. And by doing that, you're going to be working just as hard, but feeling better throughout the whole camp, and in turn, having a better version of you stepping into the fight each and every time, I promise you. And the other thing, guys, the last thing I want to touch on before we wrap up, is that if you're worried about other people doing more than you, understand, they do not have an effect on how you compete. Some random guy being in the gym 7 days a week and going on about how he never rests because rest is for pussies or whatever fucking dumb shit they're saying does not affect your ability to come into your fight at your best. You know what does affect your ability to come into your fight at your best? What you do on a day-to-day basis. So stop worrying about what other people are doing. It does not affect you anyway. Start focusing solely on what you need to do to put your best foot forward each and every day. And if that's where your focus remains, I promise you, you will continue to improve. And if you continue to improve, you are going to continue to see success. So that is it. That is all. For all of you out there, I appreciate you tuning in. As always, my one ask of you is share the show with a friend, with a teammate, with a coach, with anybody who is going to need to hear this message. I appreciate you all for tuning in, especially if you made it this far, and we will talk again very soon. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, I would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed and left a review for the show. As well, I would love to hear what your biggest takeaways were from the episode. My contact info is linked below. Send me a message and let me know what you thought. As always, I'm your host, Kenny Dussault. Thank you again, and see you next time.